when administrators in Federal Way decided that kids who meet standards on state tests were capable of being pushed to the next level, they didn't really know what the outcomes would be. They say what they did know was too many kids, especially kids of color, weren't choosing rigorous courses like advanced placement or international baccalaureate. Shrey Hogan was a senior at Todd Beamer High School last year and one of those students.
I was just planning to take like the set amount of classes to graduate. To graduate was my goal.
That all changed when the district placed her in AP government and required her to get her parents' permission to opt out. She says buckling down and passing the class made her start thinking college might be an option. Educators hoped it would also mean she and other students affected by the policy would do well on the program's exams, though they braced for the opposite.
In essence, when schools make this first jump to try to increase the number of students enroll, it's likely that from past experiences that overall school performance will drop a little bit.
Josh Garcia is Assistant Superintendent of Teaching and Learning for Federal Way Public Schools.
And so when the exams came back, we were pleasantly surprised and candidly somewhat relieved because we knew that kids and families were taking a risk and we wanted them to be successful.
That doesn't mean everyone aced the tests. In fact, district-wide, AP scores hardly changed. Yet with more students taking the exams, Garcia says it proves the premise of the new policy right, that more students are able to reach higher goals. The district expects enrollment in advanced classes to grow this year and plans to keep adding courses to place those students into. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.